Com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, state representative has posted something that a lot of people are in up in arms about battered women. We'll share that with you, see what you think about the supposedly offensive Facebook post. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
All right, so Johnson, you brought in a story tonight that we kind of started out the hour with in the last hour, and then we got various calls about various subjects, as we tend to do here on Free Talk Live. So we never really got into the meat of what you were saying tonight, which was that you've got a story from the Cato Institute that says that this overtime thing that the government is, well, right now apparently they're trying to, I guess, make it so more people get paid overtime. More hourly workers.
Right.
And, of course, a lot of people are going to look at that and say, yeah, I like overtime, that time and a half.
Woo.
I mean, who doesn't like overtime? Well, it turns out it's not what you think it is.
Right. So this is from the Cato Institute. Later this year, as you're taking a break from all of your hard work, you might want to ask yourself if the extra hours on the job are worth it. In these times of stagnant wages and more Americans are increasing their income by working longer hours. The Labor Department says that Americans have been putting in longer work weeks in recent years. Thanks to strong product demand, many companies are paying record amounts of overtime. For workers, that usually means time and a half, or in some cases, double pay.
Mm.
The payoff for overtime workers appears to be very good, a very good deal for the employee. But there's some unpleasant news. Thanks to the rising burden of taxes, the bonus income actually received from longer hours is much less than one might think.
Hmm.
That is because every extra hour work is taxed at the worker's highest marginal tax rate.
Hmm.
In some cases, overtime work may even push the worker into a higher tax bracket.
Oh, boy.
It turns out that even if the worker receives time and a half or for overtime, a surprisingly large share of the bonus wages goes straight to the tax collector.
Mm.
Take as an example.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. So take as an example, and this is where it gets good. Take as an example a single working mother who is a nurse working at the community hospital.
Right.
Assume her annual income is $40,000. That's a nice round number to work with here. So her job pays her a wage of about $20 per hour.
Right.
As most do in middle-income single heads of households, she struggles to make ends meet and pays the monthly bills. Now assume that her boss asks her on a Friday if she wants to come in on Saturday and work 8 hours of overtime, earn time and a half.
Mm.
Sounds at first like a great deal. She calculates in her head that she will earn $30 per hour. That will net her $240 to pay the mounting the bills mounting up at home. Right?
Who could say no?
Wrong.
Hmm.
Her net pay after taxes will be much lower. On her overtime earnings, she will have to pay a 28% federal income tax, a 7.65% federal payroll tax, and a roughly 6% state income tax, assuming she lives in an average tax state. In addition, her employer must
pay... That's nearly 50%.
Right. And in addition, her employer must pay a 7.65% payroll tax on her behalf.
Which she's not getting.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's calculate how all of those taxes will affect her take-home pay.
All right.
The table shows that her $240 gross pay shrinks to $144 in take-home pay.
By the way, if you want to see this table you're talking about, I have posted it to our Facebook, Google+, Twitter, so you can grab it there.
So
run that by me again. The table says what?
The table shows that her $240 gross pay shrinks to $144 in take-home pay.
And that's for the extra day, is what she would have made.
Mm-hmm. So including the payroll taxes paid by her employer.
That's $18 an hour.
Right. So the government nets $114 on the deal. That includes $63 in federal income taxes, $14 in state income taxes, and $37 in employer and employee paid payroll taxes.
So what would she normally be making? If she was making $20 an hour normally, after taxes, what does that break down to for her? Because what they're saying here is that at $30 an hour with the overtime, it breaks down to $18 an hour is what she takes home actually after all the taxes.
Right, but here's the thing. She normally makes $20 an hour.
No, no, well, it would be $20 an hour minus, you know, whatever the taxes are.
So sure.
I'm wondering, does that break down to like $16 or $17? You know, what is her normal take-home pay? And so in that case,
right,
she's thinking she's going to get all this extra money out of the overtime. Let's just say it's $16 or $17.
Right.
And let's just say $16 an hour. So $20 is the pay rate, but then after taxes, maybe she takes home 15 or 16. So instead, she's actually taking home 18 an hour on the overtime day, which is really a pittance compared to what she probably thought she was getting.
Right, exactly. I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether or not the article gets more into that. I know that it's, I mean, it's the tax collector is getting 45% of the total compensation.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So essentially, if you look at it that way, if it's supposed to be time and a half, then it's five. She's making 5 extra percent.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's time and 5%.
Oh.
Not time and 50%.
Okay.
I think that's what the math works out to be. So, again, the tax collector takes 45% of the total compensation. The actual hourly take-home pay for giving up her Saturday is not $30 per hour. It's closer to $18 an hour. Or put it another way, of the 8 hours she works on a Saturday, 3.5 go to paying taxes.
Lovely.
In high-tax states and cities such as New York, California, and Washington, D.C., the disincentive to work overtime is even more pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
In those and other high-tax...
New York City has its own income tax.
Right. In those and other high-tax jurisdictions, for the local state tax reaches above 10%. So almost half of a worker's overtime earnings can be swallowed up by the government.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this analysis does not include the many other taxes imposed by government, such as corporate taxes, sales taxes, excise taxes, property taxes, fees, and other charges. In 1993, for example, the average American worker put in an estimated 4 hours of overtime a week. One conclusion to draw from the above analysis is that Uncle Sam is drawing a huge revenue windfall, well into the billions of dollars, from all of that overtime work.
Which is why Barack Obama wants to make it so more people qualify to get paid overtime,
mm-hmm.
so they'll take in more revenues, and the average person won't really get jack.
Right. It is noteworthy that the government gets much more tax revenue from an hour of overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Worked by an existing employee than from an hour of work by a new hire. That is true for several reasons. First, overtime pay rate is higher. Second, the new hire gets deductions and credits from the first dollars earned, which reduce the average tax rate. Third, the first $25,000 or so of income a new worker is taxed at a 15% rate, whereas the worker who makes over $30,000 a year and works extra hours is taxed at the 28% rate on all overtime income.
So what they're saying is, mm-hmm. if a business... has more employees that qualify for overtime and start making that overtime rather than them hiring on new people, which there are costs involved in hiring a new person. You've got to train that person, so there's costs involved there. But if they did hire on a new person, they wouldn't have to pay as much overtime, and so therefore that new person would be doing better as far as the tax rate. But if you're making overtime, it could push you into a new tax bracket,
right.
And so therefore you then have to pay even more money into the tax system.
Right.
Wow.
So they go on to say,
scam.
Yeah,
these guys are pretty brilliant, aren't they? I mean, you got to hand it to them.
Yep. So they go on. This article, the Cato here, goes on to say, we're not suggesting that the members of Congress thought of this revenue windfall when they erected all the existing barriers to hiring new workers, such as employer mandates. But it is interesting that the government profits from its own anti-employment policies.
Mm.
Next time your boss asks you to work overtime, you might just want to tell them that, thanks to Uncle Sam, the extra effort is just too taxing.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
But now you can see why, and again, you know, I'm not trying to imply anything about, you know, Republicans being right when I say that, you know, Republican radio, I'm surprised, isn't covering this. I think that both Republicans and Democrats have their own sets of fictions. I'm just surprised that this... isn't all over pundit radio, because it's such an obvious, at least to me, it seems so obvious that the government is just trying to trick people and foist this ridiculous legislation on people to steal money from as many people as it possibly can.
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want right here, toll-free at 855-453. An offensive post, or at least to some, has been made by a state representative, and we'll share that post with you, see what you think about it. 855-453 is the toll-free number, and you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com to enjoy the features. We've got archives that go back for years. You can just click and download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you feel like. They're all free at freetalklive.com, so head on over there and enjoy. Something else you can enjoy is a cup of BuzzBox coffee. It is the best of the best coffee, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica, and quality products delivered right to your door. You can get a pound of it for free by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, that's coffee.freetalklive.com. We're looking for 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners to order your coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, allowing us and BuzzBox Coffee to finance 100 microloans, which allow people from around the world in some difficult places to live to make a better life for themselves by being able to buy into the co-op that they're operating over at BuzzBox. Plus, the microloans also go to helping people start other businesses that can help change their lives in these third world countries. You can get started now by getting a free pound of coffee because the folks at BuzzBox really believe in their product and they're confident you're going to love it. All you have to do is pay the shipping costs. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You can cancel the subscription at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and the fun. Brian is listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
Great.
I actually wanted to go more into this article you guys were reading. I was looking into a deduction last week to see how my pay would be calculated if I worked overtime. So it's kind of ironic that this happened when it was announced the next week. Is the article referring to the W-4 when you enter a new tax bracket? Because, for example, my wages increased to $42 an hour when I enter overtime. And I looked at how my tax rate went from, I think it was 22% overall to about almost 40. And it happened in just the deductions in 1 week. And I didn't understand what happened.
It's because you go from around a 15% federal tax rate to a 28%. And that's just for the federal stuff. Well, and what I'm saying is that's just one of the many. There's a bunch of taxes, but that one tax jumps by, 13%?
Well, what you're talking about, Johnson, is the one tier, but there are other tiers, right?
Right.
So, like, the higher you go up in earnings, mm-hmm. the more they take. So
right.
What Brian was saying was that his jump from, like, 20-something percent to 40%.
But he was
making more in the beginning.
Weren't you talking about your total tax burden and not just that particular federal tax?
That's a good question. I was talking about the total tax burden. I would calculate my tax burden by just factoring out the federal tax all through.
Okay.
So my main question is that, is there any, like, the W-4, is that even a legally binding document, like, whatever deductions you claim that you have, or if you claim an exemption, couldn't you just choose to pay whatever you actually made at the end of the year and average out your tax bracket, or is that, am I missing something?
Holy crap, I have no idea. I haven't paid taxes in a decade.
All right. Well, my main issue is, but overtime is a big scam, and I've been telling that to my corporate controller, but she's still kind of on the same note as you guys, which is that, well, I mean, hiring people costs money. It's a cost. It takes money to hire people to go headhunting. Once you go headhunting, you have to actually interview that person, and sometimes it pays the employer more money to just pay somebody overtime.
Mm-hmm.
But this entire thing is a big joke. You know, it's great listening to you guys. I appreciate you taking my call.
Hey, thanks. Sorry I couldn't be of more assistance on the tax question, but I definitely am not an expert there. Thank you for the call tonight, Brian. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, that is the Pro XPN toll-free line.
So I did a little math on the break, and I figured out we were wondering what she would make, that nurse, the hypothetical nurse in the that situation. And I did all the taxes and whatnot on her, you know, at the 15% rate versus the 28% rate that the article mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And with the, you know, her making $160 instead of the $240, you know, if she were making the $30 an hour, you know, her regular $160. And essentially, she would be making $14.27 an hour, I guess, on average after tax.
She were making overtime?
No, if she were, that's her normal. That would be her normal pay.
Oh, okay.
You know, at the $20 an hour for that particular, you know, $20 an hour for 8 hours is $160.
Yeah.
And then you take all the taxes out, divide by eight, and it would be $14.27 an hour.
So
with after taxes.
Right, that's before overtime. Then if she gets overtime, she's making about $18 an hour on the overtime.
Which is only roughly 20% more.
Right. So it's something, but it's not something. What you thought it was.
Certainly not time and a half.
Yeah. And the government's raking in the majority of it.
Right. Actually, it's funny. The difference is the amount of take home. Oh no, that's her take. That's her average take home. Yeah, no. Her average salary, right? Her average take home, you know, for 8 hours, right, is $114.16, right? That's what her total after taxes. Right,
okay.
It's her total take home for all, you know, 14.27 times eight is 114.16
for one day. Yeah.
For one day. So when she was working overtime, the government's take for her overtime of 8 hours a day was $114.40. So
more.
She works overtime. The government takes more from her than she actually makes
on an average
given day.
Amazing stuff.
Wow.
So the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Rand Paul, got news about him coming up here. A lot of people are excited about Rand Paul. I don't understand it personally. The guy's not a libertarian. He doesn't care about liberty. It doesn't seem like in any way, shape, or form. He's maybe better than some other politicians on some issues that have a liberty ring to them, but that's about all you can really give to this guy. We'll give you the latest on what he's been doing. There's news actually here in New Hampshire. Another state representative here is in hot water. And, you know, the interesting thing about state representatives in New Hampshire is they're just average folks. I mean, they're not professional politicians.
Right.
They're not lawyers. Most of them are not lawyers. There are 400 state representatives in New Hampshire. That's a lot. That's the largest English speaking legislative body in the world. And it certainly is the largest in the United States. So what you end up getting, because they get paid $100 a year plus a small gas stipend, that's it. So you end up getting people who are, you know, actually interested in kind of doing the politics thing and supposedly helping their communities. But State House Representative Kyle Tasker, a Republican from Nottingham, New Hampshire, is no stranger to controversy. This from a website called miscellanyblue.com, and you can kind of get an idea for their political viewpoint based on the name. So Kyle, of course, is a Republican, so naturally Miscellany Blue hates him by default. But maybe they should give Kyle some credit, considering Kyle is the person who actually wrote the recent decriminalization bill. Remember last night we talked about the great news. Dennis Goddard called in, and in New Hampshire, marijuana decrim, and this is across the board decrim. So it makes it so the decrim bill that he's proposed makes it so that a possession of an ounce of marijuana or up to an ounce of marijuana is basically nothing. I mean, it's essentially a ticket, $100 ticket. And then, but it also decrims the rest of possession charges too. So if you're possessing 20 pounds of it, it's not going to be as serious of a felony. It'll go down from like a 7-year felony to a 3-year felony or something like that.
Right.
So it just decrims marijuana across the board. And that's Kyle's bill, which, you know, that's not a real classic Republican issue. Kyle's a great anti-drug war advocate, but he posted something on his Facebook profile that a lot of people are upset about. I'll post that here on our Facebook and we'll ask you what you think. I'll tell you what it says here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your doors are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door, now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with the Door Sentinel. Go to MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com and enter coupon code SAFE for 15% off of your order. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone, and you probably have a smartphone if you're an American. Looks like about 61% of Americans now have a smartphone. You can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and the podcast, m.freetalklive.com. And speaking of smartphones, you can get Pro XPN on your smartphone, as well as your Windows or Macintosh computer. There's ProXPN for Android, as well as iOS devices. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that protects your privacy online, meaning that your internet service provider, if you're using ProXPN, your ISP will have no idea what you're doing. Right now, they're probably logging every website you visit and every search term that you enter for up to 5 years in some cases. So you can stop that from happening right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL, grab their app, and get it installed and start using ProXPN. You can protect your privacy in another way as well with ProXPN, in that With their premium account, you can select which server that you connect to worldwide, and you can make it look like you're coming from that location. When you go to websites, the websites that can detect where you're coming from, where your location is, well, they won't know where you are. If you're using ProXPN, they'll think you're in Singapore or the Netherlands or somewhere else because you'll be connecting through their server. ProXPN.com/FTL. You can use our discount code when you're ready for their premium plan, which gives you unlimited bandwidth. It allows you to select your favorite server. You can change your servers anytime you want. And you can do different things that you can't do with their free account, like privately torrent, which is a really cool feature of ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use discount code FTL20. Get that 20% off of the price of their premium account. And you can do it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee over at proxpn.com/FTL. Promo code FTL20. As we go to the phones, coming up, what was an offensive Facebook post for a lot of people has been stirring up controversy here in New Hampshire. One state representative is being asked to resign. We'll see what you think about the post. And Johnson, I don't know if you've looked at it yet, but we'll share it with you here in a moment. If you're on our Facebook or Google Plus or Twitter, I did post the image there. But first, let's go to Chris in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live, Chris.
Hey, Ian, this is actually Chris from the police state of Connecticut. Good evening.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about the misscreening there.
No problem.
Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to talk about Rand Paul for a second. I think that you continually give him kind of the short end of the stick. For instance, I know you say he's not very libertarian, and I think you're...
No, he actually says he's not a libertarian.
What? Libertarian, even that word is so used and abused, but I just want to get to his principles, or at least the good things that I'm hearing out of him lately. I've heard him speak of felons' rights, specifically when it comes to, like, say somebody who's been caught growing a pot plant 20 years ago and then not being able to vote, you know, 20 years later, mm-hmm. which also would extend to being able to own firearms, etc. Other things, I like his economic freedom zone plan. You know, as far as government plans go, it basically was a reduction in federal taxes and in areas. And he even had the cojones to go to Detroit and, you know, and bring this plan up to basically a bunch of socialist Democrats in their economic freedom club there.
And what is this economic freedom zone plan?
It basically entails for certain cities that fall beyond below some threshold. His metrics, that it would reduce their federal taxes dramatically in order to kind of boost their economy. And look, I'm not really a big statist government kind of dude. I more or less consider myself a voluntarist. But I just think that you continually, I think he's like a libertarian kind of in disguise, and that's just how you got to play the game. And I would hope that he calls in and maybe you guys could finally have that heart-to-heart and duke it out like you have with his father, the good doctor, you know?
Well, I haven't really felt the need to duke anything out with Ron Paul because Ron Paul actually understands liberty and his principle.
Well, keep in mind,
and Ron Paul's not afraid to talk about it.
The President of the United States in the federal court with a class action lawsuit for Fourth Amendment violations. I mean, I'm just saying, I think you're giving him the short end of the stick. I think it's time for a reexamination of his.
I've seen all I need to see from Rand Paul. I mean, the guy supports border enforcement. He's not in favor of freedom there. He's been rattling the saber for war, I believe, with Russia.
What does he want with border enforcement? Does he want to have people shooting at people crossing a line, or does he want a little more paperwork made easier to get in? I mean, you can't.
I'm pretty sure he's talked about building defenses.
He's proposed adding security to the border by installing an electronic fence and helicopter stations to respond to breaches.
Yep.
He opposes birthright citizenship for children of legal illegal immigrants. He said that the court should review the 14th Amendment.
What is a citizen, right? I'd oppose birthright citizenship, right?
He opposes birthright citizenship for children of illegal immigrants, only children of illegal immigrants. He also wants to review the 14th Amendment, which guarantees citizenships to all persons born or naturalized in the United States, subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Essentially, that's a very bigoted view.
Right? Who wants to be a citizen anyway?
That's not what it's about, though.
I get what you're saying.
It's not like he's challenging citizenship. He's challenging citizenship for illegal immigrants.
he's got to play within the rules, Johnson, you know? And you know the rules are the rules. I don't think...
I love it when you guys make excuses God. For Rand Paul.
Are you kidding me? The guy said he wants to drone bomb people coming out of robbing a liquor store. Yeah. This is the same guy who's talking about firing a missile.
A filibuster there, man. A very short context on somebody who spoke for 14 hours there. I think the whole gist of that was he was saying if it was an armed robbery, he would support a drone. In fact,
that's crazy. Exactly what he said.
Yeah, exactly.
That's on your own property.
You support drones flying around shooting at people in the streets? I mean, is that what you support?
I support my right to have my own drone with a machine gun on my property, and if I need to use it against an aggressor.
So you think it's appropriate to shoot? Hold on, just to clarify something. If somebody runs into a grocery store or convenience store and grabs a six-pack of alcohol and runs out the front door, you support shooting them in the back with a drone?
No, Ian. I think you're blowing that out of proportion.
Didn't you just say you think you need that to protect yourself against aggressors?
An aggressor in the sense that they're trying to stab me, kill me, or shoot me.
Well, he wasn't talking about that. He was talking about somebody running out of the store after a robbery.
I just think, you know, that was...
And how is a drone going to help you out if somebody's trying to stab you? What, are you going to pick up your joystick?
Well, hopefully it's got, you know, like retinal scanning, auto-detect, voice commands. You know, the future is in the eye of a beholder, man. You want drones, right?
I love it when libertarians make excuses for Rand Paul. It's always fun to listen to because this guy is not a libertarian. He's unapologetic about it. And, in fact, the news story I have here tonight is that he's helping a Florida GOP candidate thwart a libertarian rival.
What is that? I would imagine, and I'm not sure, I haven't looked into that too deeply, but there are plants at this point in the Libertarian Party nationwide. It's getting co-opted. I'm sure it always has, but now more than ever, there are plants that are designed to take away from certain candidates. But I don't know specifically.
So you think Rand Paul's a plant in the Republican Party, right? That he's secretly a libertarian and he's just holding back on all his libertarian opinions just so he can get elected, right?
I think he's better than all of the rest. That's all I'm saying.
So what? That's not getting me excited.
Ian, I know you still vote. I'm just saying. He's a lot better than all the rest of them.
I'm not going to vote for Rand Paul. I can tell you that. I'm not going to vote for somebody who wants to use violence against peaceful people. And that's what Rand Paul has called for on more than one issue.
I'm hoping that you guys can hash it out. I think you're wrong.
I have no interest in talking with Rand Paul. I don't want to give him any publicity. I don't want to give him the chance to have a national stage. He's already getting enough publicity from all the Republicans because he's a Republican who might have some libertarian leanings on some issues. But so what? So does, Bernie Sanders, the socialist from Vermont. He's right on the war on drugs.
He's not one of the blue bloods, man. He's not one of the blue bloods. John McCain, go America.
Neither's Bernie Sanders.
But Bernie Sanders.
Why don't you get behind Bernie Sanders? I mean, he supports the end of the war on drugs. Maybe he's really a libertarian in sheep's clothing or whatever.
He likes
or wolf's clothing.
And taxation.
So I'm just curious. I want to hear you make excuses for this. Rand Paul also supports trying terrorists caught on the battlefield at military tribunals at Guantanamo Bay.
All right, hang on. We'll let Chris come back and make excuses for Rand Paul if he wants to. 855-450-FREE. It's okay, Johnson. He's the best choice. You should get excited and give him a bunch of money and attention. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving. GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a Skype username. You can connect with us that way. You do need to send a contact request. It will be approved. Just send it to username lrn.fm. And then once it's approved, you can easily connect with us on Skype from that point forward. We are talking about Rand Paul, and unfortunately, I imagine we're going to be talking more about Rand Paul in the future because there is a certain segment of the libertarian universe that seems to be very excited about him because he's the offspring of Ron Paul. So he must really believe in liberty. It's just that he doesn't really talk about that. He talks about things that are not necessarily liberty-oriented viewpoints. His and Johnson, you were actually sharing some excerpts from a Wikipedia article about his viewpoints. And so we can continue with that. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Can you recap what you shared with us right before we went to break, Johnson?
I'm actually not on the page anymore, and I don't know where it went. Sorry.
Okay.
I can look it up again. Give me just a second here.
Yeah, so we're talking about some of the statements that Rand Paul has made that are definitely in contradiction with a truly liberty-oriented viewpoint. He is in support of border enforcement, you know, helicopter stations, a border fence, and you know, that means violence.
Yep.
He's also, according to Time Magazine, there is actually an article that he wrote. This is his own words saying that Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine is a gross violation of that nation's sovereignty and an affront to the international community. His continuing occupation of Ukraine is completely unacceptable, and Russia's president should be isolated for his actions. It is America's duty to condemn these actions in no uncertain terms. It is our role as a global leader to be the strongest nation in opposing Russia's latest aggression. Putin must be punished for violating the Budapest Memorandum, and Russia must learn that the U.S. will isolate it if it insists on acting like a rogue nation.
Right, isolate it like we did Japan. That's what they're talking about, is essentially starting another war and having another, like, Pearl Bay type
event. Well, he says this does not and should not require military action. So he's saying on one hand that, you know, he doesn't support military action, but he does say that he supports economic sanctions.
What I'm saying. There wasn't military action that happened when we provoked Japan during World War II.
You mean the U.S. government?
Right. Yeah, sorry.
I was not around.
I haven't been on the show. I originally came up and said that to everybody. I'm like, we need to drop the word we.
Was that you?
By we, I mean I'm talking about us on Free Talk Live. Years and years ago said this, and this is something that actually I picked up from, and now it'll probably bother you if I tell you where this came from, but I got it from Ayn Rand.
Mm-hmm.
She had
some good ideas.
Yeah, not thinking with collectivist thought. And so I just thought, hey, let's drop this term we as much as possible. And it stuck, and people liked it. And now, because I'm around Liberty people a lot, but not being on the radio and working with lots and lots of liberals, that's just gone right out of my head. And I need to get back into practice of having these good habits, because you'd think if you allow language to control you like that, you start thinking in bad terms as
now,
well.
You would think if Rand Paul were a libertarian, or even close to liberty-minded, that he would understand the ideas of collectivism and why they're bad, and would not speak in those ways, and would not punish the average person in Russia for the actions of a politician. Right. That's like saying that Americans should be punished and starved because they elected Barack Obama or George W. Bush. Right. He's calling for economic sanctions and visa bans, which means that average Russian people would not be able to come here to the United States. Mm-hmm. They would not be able to do business with U.S. businesses, and they would not be able to trade. I mean, that's punishing the average person for the actions of a politician. This is what Rand Paul is calling for.
Right. And he goes, I mean, the thing, and this is what I asked, and I don't know if we still have the caller on the line, but
we do, actually. I'm going to bring
what
Chris
I asked
back
about the thing about Guantanamo Bay.
Now, what was he said about that?
He said he supports trying terrorists, which, of course,
the government decides who they are. Right,
exactly. And terrorists, you know, any kind of, gun legislation person is now a domestic terrorist. If you talk about the Constitution, you could potentially be a terrorist.
Send them to Guantanamo, though.
If they're caught on the battlefield, we should try them in military tribunals.
Just interject very quick, and I'll get off the line. I'm basically being really selfish here and saying it's a self-defense vote. I don't agree with what you just brought up about the statements about Russia. I think that's insane. And what you're speaking about with Guantanamo as well.
But wait, I thought you were saying that he was a secret libertarian, that underneath all of this status talk.
I do think so, and I think politics is a dirty game with a lot of rhetoric, and I think a lot more darkly than that, but we won't get into that. I'm just saying, I think you guys believe in voting and self-defense up there, at least you do, Ian, I know from stuff I've heard on this radio show. I think it'd be
I won't vote for somebody who advocates aggression. That's why I only vote. If I'm going to vote in a federal election, I'm only going to vote for a principled, liberty-minded person.
I don't support voting defensively. I support voting for principles.
Yeah, and so that's why I voted for Harry Brown and Michael Badnarik, the members of the Libertarian Party. In 2008, I did not vote for Bob Barr.
And Michael Badnarik is somebody who I and a lot of libertarian-type people don't agree with him on a lot of issues. But I still voted for him.
Hey, Chris, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. At least you can admit that you don't agree with all of his positions.
What is it called? It's like a watermark when someone like reaches a certain level and like certain people just, you know, or litmus test.
Okay.
I guess is another good analogy here is that, you know, most of these people don't pass the litmus test. Rand Paul is definitely one of them. He does not pass the litmus test.
He's not even interested in passing it. He's not even interested. He'll come right right out and tell you, he's not a libertarian.
Right.
So why is it anyone gets excited about him? Look, the reason why I gave money to the Ron Paul campaign, okay, sure, maybe he wasn't a perfect libertarian on every issue, but right. he was damn close and the best damn thing we've seen in a long time as far as spreading the ideas of liberty are concerned. For me, the political election at the national level has nothing to do with the chance for winning. Get real. Ron Paul didn't have a chance in hell. But what Ron Paul did do successfully was bring the ideas of freedom into a national debate. And that I really support. I mean, somebody talking about legalizing heroin on a national televised debate with the other political candidates, and he was applauded for that?
Right.
In an arena full of Republicans, that's a moment to be remembered, and that's a really cool occasion, and that's one of the reasons I supported Ron Paul. The dude had principle, and he wasn't afraid to talk about it. Why would I want to get behind if what Chris was saying about Rand Paul is true, and it's not the first time that we've heard this proposed, that, oh, well, he's really a libertarian, but he's just playing a dirty game, and so it's okay for him to just shield his true beliefs and act like a Republican in order to get elected. I'm not okay with that. If you believe in liberty, talk about it. Wear it on your sleeve. Be honest with people and right. then get them excited about it. Rand Paul is not going to fill stadiums full of college students like his dad did during a political campaign because Rand Paul doesn't say exciting things. He's not saying things that are radical and different and really freedom oriented. So
right.
he's not going to get the bulk of the libertarian movement excited and behind him. He's not going to get the same kind of funding. Maybe he'll get a bunch of money from Republicans and whatever, but I'm not going to put money behind somebody who's not principled.
Right. I'm sure he'll get funding from the Koch brothers.
Let's go to Jeff. Probably so. Jeff's in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not much. I just think it's kind of funny how, Rand Paul is talking about how, the atrocities going on with Putin and stuff. When our country has been doing the same thing to other countries for God only knows how long, going and interfering, America has become the world police, and we go and interfere in problems where we have no business sticking our noses in. But then you get Rand Paul, who, most people do think he's a libertarian when I don't think he is. I personally am a libertarian. I do agree with some of the things that he's talked about, but like you guys have said, I wouldn't vote for him because he's Republican. He stands for Republican beliefs and the way he talks and everything else. You can totally tell. But I just think it's crazy how we got all these politicians that are outraged with what Putin's doing to the Ukraine when we've been doing it to people forever. It just doesn't make any
sense. Well, I have not been doing that to people, but I think you mean the U.S. federal
government. Our federal government is way out of line. They have been for years and years now, decades. But, they want to intervene with Russia, who I don't think we should be messing with Russia. I mean, that's not a good idea.
Well, to Rand Paul's credit, he's not saying he wants to militarily intervene. He just wants to cut them off and starve people to death. So I guess there's not much credit to be given there. That's what sanctions do, economic sanctions. They prevent people from getting things like food and supplies and things like that. And so shame on Rand Paul. And Jeff, thanks for your call and sharing your thoughts tonight. But unfortunately, you expect to hear more about this guy as libertarians try to glom on to someone to support because we got to vote for someone.
Quantum Bible, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. And I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.